Chapter 27. The battle was over before it had begun. As Angron stood up from Tethys' corpse and Khan's axe fell, the will to fight drained from the rebellious legionaries. They had dared to stop the will of their Primarch, and they had failed. Now they had to face the consequences of that choice.
So,
Angron seethed through clenched teeth. He tossed a severed head at the defeated World Eater's feet, rolling in the dust until it stopped against one of Lork's hydraulic foot claws. None needed to look down to see whose it was.
"Does this one speak for you still?"
he hissed, placing his sons under the full weight of his wilting, yellowed glare. Without a single word passing between them, the warriors sank to one knee, heads lowered in submission. Even Lork dipped the helm of his massive iron form. Those dead who had rebelled would remain where they fell, their armour desecrated and stripped of all insignia, their gene seed left to rot, their names and deeds stricken from the Legion's rolls of honour. The die had been cast, and the future was now undisputed. The path of the 12th would be that of the butcher's nails and nothing else. Angron eyed each of the World Eaters before him. Despite the disdain that had filled him since his capture, he knew every one of them by name and reputation. While the past was a pained haze, recent memory was one of the few vestiges of what Angron had once been that remained to him. And as he stood there, his back baking with the flames of a burning civilization, Angron remembered the faces of the sons that had stood against him. A reckoning would come, perhaps not now, or in a year, or 10, but it would come. Betrayal was a sin Angron could never forgive, and in time, each one of them would feel the full weight of his judgment. It took 8 days to implant the butcher's nails into the rest of the Legion within the fleet above Genna. 8 days of an unceasing procession of World Eaters submitting to being recast in Angron's image. 8 days to decide the future of the 12th Legion and the path they would follow. By the end of the 8th day, every World Eater had been given the nails, save for the few remaining blue-armoured librarians, held back in the shadows by Varius, where they would not torment their father, and now their brethren. Once the implantation was complete, Angron led his new sons back down onto Genna. In one massed horde, they rampaged across its surface, doing to the rest of the planet what Khan and the first implanted had done to Malkoia. They rendered an unspeakable carnage, not stopping until every structure and monument was levelled and every trace of life exterminated. Finally, the Primarch brought his legion back to Malkoia, that shining metropolis, and razed it to the ground. For hours the World Eaters dwelt there, revelling in the flames. By the time the fires died down across Genna and their ashes had cooled, there was nothing left to suggest there had ever been anything there beyond an ancient civilization long since dead. The fires consuming Malkoia, though, were still raging when word reached Angron from the fleet in orbit.